from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hospitals targeted in Syria. Doctors Without Borders says one of its hospitals was destroyed while three other medical facilities were damaged in northern Syria by what rebels battling the Assad government claim were targeted airstrikes by the regime. Medics and witnesses say at least 10 people were killed at a maternity and pediatric clinic hit by missiles and rockets in the border town of Azaz. The charity group also said its 30-bed hospital was destroyed and 7 people killed in Idlib province. The group, known by its French initials MSF, said the hospital was hit 4 times in 2 attacks, leaving at least 8 staff members missing. VOA's Jamie Detmer was at the hospital in Kilis, Turkey, where the victims' families are as confused as they are frustrated.
And outside the hospital is a lot of anger amongst particularly the relatives and other Syrian refugees who feel that we have had these strikes a few days after there's talk of a cessation of hostilities, but the airstrikes by the regime, people believe these airstrikes were carried out by the regime, just continue and the deaths mount up.
British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond.
The Russians can end this if they want to. They can make this cessation of hostilities work by scaling back their bombing and redirecting it against the real terrorists rather than bombing the moderate opposition. But if the Russians think that the moderate opposition are going to lay down their weapons while they carry on bombing moderate opposition positions, they're wrong. That's not going to happen.
Meanwhile, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take down the town of Azaz, located a few kilometers south of its border. Syria accused Turkey of sending ground troops into Aleppo province on Saturday. This is VOA News. Well, U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to a historic summit in California on Monday, where he will seek to implement his U.S. rebalancing strategy with the Asia-Pacific on a path that would reach decades into the future. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days at the scenic Sunnyland Retreat in Rancho Mirage, where a more informal agenda is planned to discuss a range of critical and thorny issues central to the U.S. Pivot to the region. The ball is now in the court of Libya's internationally recognized parliament in Tobruk to approve or vote down a newly named 18-member government. Edward Uranium reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported tensions during a parliament debate Monday on whether to approve the government proposed by Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj. He insists the new 18-member cabinet is broadly based, though it is smaller than a 32-minister panel voted down by Parliament last month. Sarraj says the new ministerial council is composed of 13 ministers with portfolios and 5 ministers of state. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Officials say the cabinet will represent a new beginning for Libya and an end to the conflict so that all Libyans can unite in their efforts to battle the country's sole enemy, which is terrorism. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb explosion has killed the country's former defense minister. A police officer at the scene said the bomb had been planted underneath the car of Muhyiddin Mohamed Haji Ibrahim. He's the former defense minister who was working as an advisor for the Somali parliament. The blast occurred Monday in Mogadishu's KM4 neighborhood. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu on Sunday, 2 days before a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Citizens are being asked to stay home on Tuesday to demand elections to be held within the constitutional framework. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election between 2 former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. Alima Zainabu Chaibu is a Bangui resident. She says, "We want change, and this change will improve many things so that peace can return and Muslims and Christians can live together once again like they used to." The winner will replace a transitional government put into place in 2014 when President Francis Bozize was pushed from office. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.